So it's been 6 months since I have recorded an episode of the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, but I have really missed you guys and recording this podcast. So the show is back. Early this year, when COVID shook things up, I decided to take a break from this show. It was kind of the perfect storm. Alyssa and I were in the midst of hosting our annual RV Entrepreneur Summit and dealing with what felt like a really heavy situation. And on top of everything else that was kind of going on in the world, I just was feeling a little burned out. Alyssa and I have a one-year-old in a software startup, and I decided to take a week off the podcast in March when everything was going on. And then 1 week turned into two, and then somehow 2 weeks just kind of turned into 6 months. And that's where we are today. After a while, I really wasn't sure if I was going to bring back the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, if I'm being totally honest. I thought maybe the show had run its course and, you know, the value that I wanted to provide, showcasing people and how they were building interesting companies in the RV industry or while on the road, you know, kind of had done it. When I had these conversations with Alyssa, she kept encouraging me to at least come back onto the show and release the last couple episodes that I had already recorded that were in the queue. But I kept pushing it off because in the back of my head, I didn't know if I wanted to be done with the show or if I was ready to let it go. This podcast has sincerely meant so much to me over the past few years since it started. It turned into a conference and relationships and so much learning for me. And I have felt that it's been meaningful for others as well. And what brought me back to the show was you guys, everybody listening. Over the past few months, I've had more people reach out asking if the show was going to come back. I had one woman reach out and tell me that she used to listen to the show with her late husband before they started traveling, and just how much the podcast meant to her, and the stories of how this show helped people make a big change in their life, hitting the road or starting a business. And really, it was hearing these stories that it kept simmering in the back of my mind that I don't want to give this podcast up. I love it. And it was hearing these stories and seeing the comments on iTunes, basically asking like, hey, are you going to keep recording episodes, that made me realize I'm not done with the show and I wanted to come back, and not just to release the last couple episodes I recorded way back in March, but for just the podcast to come back, period. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for reaching out if you did. And I'm excited to say that my name is Heath and this is the RV Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome back to episode 199. This podcast is an intersection of RV life, travel, and business, where I interview people who are creating awesome businesses, both from their RV or that serve the RV and camping space as a whole. Today's episode is more of an update than a full-on episode, with the main purpose being to share that the podcast is coming back, which I already kind of did. But I also did want to share just a little bit of update what has happened this year after I quit recording and what will be coming up in some future episodes. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the peak of COVID hit this year a few days before Alyssa and I put on our fourth annual RV Entrepreneur Summit. In the moment, we had to scramble and basically either decide, do we cancel this event we've been working towards for months and postpone it, or move it to an online summit in less than 4 days. In April, after that, we faced tornadoes in the South and kind of just felt displaced with a lot of other full-time RVers who were trying to navigate where it was okay to travel or how to stay put when a lot of parks were shutting down. In the summer, after restrictions were loosened for COVID, we spent several months traveling across Colorado looking at different campgrounds that were for sale that we could potentially convert into our vision of a awesome campground for RV entrepreneurs with amazing Wi-Fi, co-working space, and things like that. And then most recently, I decided to throw my name in the hat for an investment pitch series happening on the Western Slope in Colorado for $250,000 of seed funding for our software company, Campground Booking. I've never participated in a pitch series before, so I really had no idea how that whole experience was going to go. In the next few episodes, I want to share just some updates and key learnings from all those experiences. What happened with our conference, our campground search, and the investment series, and what it's been like raising money for the first time. Some news is good, and other news is, I guess you'll just have to see in the upcoming episodes. Most of it's good, though. I'm just going to be honest. Most of it's good. And of course, I'm going to be getting back to some interviews that I've lined up with some awesome companies in the RV space. The next episode that I actually have released before the series starts is with the founders of The Dirt, which you may have heard of. It's one of the most popular camping apps and travel apps in all of the iTunes store. I think it's actually number one. We talk about that in the episode. and also with the founder of an amazing high-end RV luxury resort, kind of timely because we're also looking at buying one as well, and what it's like to start a campground, and some other amazing RVers who share their stories of building their businesses on the road. It's so good to be back on the podcast. And again, just want to say thanks so much for all of you who reached out, basically probing me and telling me that I should bring the podcast back, because it meant a lot and I'm excited to be recording episodes again. I'll see you guys next time on the RV Entrepreneur Podcast.